Hi, Mark.
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, very good. Very busy as usual, but all good. It's
Yeah.
all
Whenever you're not ever busy, are you? So
doesn't feel like it.
<No.
It's good. I was up early this morning because I got asked first time to do a piece for StarTrek.com, so I was really chuffed about that.
laughs> Oh,
So got that done this morning, so fingers crossed they're happy with it, so we'll see.
congratulations.
Thank you.
Right, I mixed up the questions again, so you've got some new ones. So
Okay.
yeah, right. If you went on holiday in the Star Wars galaxy, who would you want to be your Star Wars rep?
My Star Wars rep. That's a good one. Who, I suppose, a rep. You want a rep to show you a good time. So the person I think would show me the best time, and it's probably quite pertinent at the moment because he's in the new Star Wars film, would be Lando. I think Lando would know all the cool places. This is like pre-Donald Glover. I know Donald's going to be amazing and show us even more, but I think it would be Lando. I think he'd know all the best places to go. He'd know all the back doors. He'd know how to get into all the coolest clubs and, just travel with the most important people and the cleverest people. So I think I would probably pick Lando. I think I'd have a blast with Lando.
Oh, good answer. Yeah, I think it have a good time on the Falcon with him, wouldn't you?
Definitely, yeah.
I think Easter egg in the Solo story, hopefully, will be he's got a disco ball in there.
It kind of feels like he does.
What would you want the lessons from Star Wars to learn from Star Trek?
I think in terms of on screen, I think one thing that Trek did really well, and Trek's a TV show at heart, not where Star Wars is big screen, so they are different, but I think the thing that Trek did and does so well is it focuses on the characters. I always saw that Star Wars was, to me anyway, Star Wars was more about the big picture and the big story with a small story at its heart, obviously Anakin's story, and we're moving beyond that now. But Star Trek has always very much focused on the characters. In the original series, it was the interplay between Kirk and Spock and McCoy and Next Generation. Picard and Data was a focus, and every show's got it. Every show's got that little relationship. And I think Star Wars now is sort of veering more towards character, being more character based than being plot driven, which I think is good because you've got to, especially now with there being so much Star Wars. We've got Solo coming out, and not long since had Last Jedi. We've got Resistance coming in just a few months. There's a lot of stuff and a lot of characters you've got to care about. So I think putting the focus on the characters as much as the big story, and Star Wars has always been good at the big story. I think that's something that it's learnt from Star Trek. But going forward, I think just as a fandom, Star Wars can learn a lot from Star Trek fandom as well. Trek fans are very, they're very smart and they're clued up like Star Wars fans, but it's a bit niggly in Star Wars fandom at the moment. And I'm hoping that Solo and Resistance kind of puts that to one side and we can just start enjoying it all again.
Yeah. What is your favorite Star Wars knick-knack or collectible?
Knick-knack. I love collecting knick-knacks. That's my thing. I love all little fiddly ephemera. What would my favorite be? I was thinking about this earlier when I was just tootling around the house. I've only got a couple, but I've got a Takara C-3PO figure, and I wouldn't say it's my favorite, and I've not got a 3PO focus or anything, but I just thought, what a cool little collectible that is. If I could get stuck into sort of tracking down more of those, I think I would. So that one Takara figure would be pretty high up there. But as a little knick-knack, I've got a few bits from the Lucasfilm shop, which are kind of cool, because I think when I was getting into it back in the day, and we're a similar age, I was getting back into it in way back when, and you start hearing about Skywalker Ranch, and you start hearing about all the making of it, and you felt very involved, even though you weren't. Anything that had Lucasfilm or Skywalker Ranch or anything like that on it was really kind of precious. So I think, and like Bantha Tracks was a big thing. So, my Bantha Tracks collection is really important, which is why it's kind of cool doing Bantha Tracks now. Anything like that, really. But yeah, I'm with you. It's definitely the little fiddly knick-knack things that are the most important. The big stuff's cool, but and the mass market stuff's cool, but it's just little fiddly things that not many people have got there. They're what really light me up.
I think probably one of my favourite things is a little badge I got from the Star Wars Celebration in Essen. It's just a little little random badge I got. Looking through a little tub of badges there, and oh, a really nice Star Wars badge. Had a Palatoy logo on it and X-Wing on it. It was really good.
Yeah.
Little things like that really just, you know, take my fancy, and rather than, you know, the big high-end items, really.
Yeah. But it's a moment, isn't it? Yeah. It's a little moment that's unique to you. And you say you've got a tub with badges in. I've got a tub with badges in. I guarantee 1,000,000,000%. We've got loads of different badges. We've probably got some of the same. But I bet everybody who collects badges, there's a little story attached to every badge, which I think is the coolest thing.
What would be your favourite Star Wars side character?
Oh, Neil.
Hiya, sorry about that.
I don't apologise. It's fine. So you asked me what my favourite Star Wars side character was.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think I've got one specific favourite side character, because I like the collections of characters. I like all the denizens of Jabba's palace. I like all the characters in the cantina and that, you know, be running past on Cloud City. So there's not one specific one. But if you push me, which you are, so I'm going to be pushed, and I'm going to say my favourite one. I've always had a kind of a soft spot for Biggs. And I know he's very important to Luke's development as a character, so it's hard to call him a side character. But Biggs, I think, because it just really takes me back to 77 and knowing all those missing scenes, you know, behind the magic, which we saw years later. And that, I guess I would say I'll pick Biggs. But if you ask me again tomorrow, I'll probably give you a different answer.
All right. Probably my one would be, apart from the others, for me, which is Hoth Rebel Trooper. I like I've forgotten the name of the lady that does the iron cannon in Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember her name either. It's gone out of my head. It was, what was the actress's name? Stephanie. Oh, it's gone out of my head now. That's terrible. I should know that. I know which one you mean. I cannot think of the character's name, because all the names came later, didn't they? You know, when they were doing the action figures and stuff. But yeah, I know which one you mean. Yeah. She deserves a bit more of a look at, doesn't she?
Yeah, she always had a very striking voice to me for some reason.
Yeah.
Right, I know you've been to Rancho Obi-Wan quite a few times. What would be, give me a sales pitch for it, if anyone wanted to go, you know what?
That's a good way of putting it, sales pitch. Well, I mean, apart from that, it's just a cool thing, a cool place to go, because it's got all this amazing stuff there. And the fact that Steve and Anne and the team are sort of preserving Star Wars, certainly Star Wars, the merchandise side of it, you know, because it's got so much amazing stuff, fan-made stuff from all around the world, just stuff you'll never see anywhere else, because there's only one of a lot of them, if that makes sense. You just, as soon as you get to, well, Petaluma is a cool place anyway, you know, it's just a nice part of the world anyway, but I think just as soon as you go through the gates at Rancho, you kind of know that you're in an important Star Wars location. So if you really want to soak up Star Wars, Rancho is a good place to go. But also, they're such nice people and they're so knowledgeable. And when you go on a tour, it's not always Steve that takes you on the tour. You know, he has what they call docents, or the people that take you around, and they're super knowledgeable. So you can ask about anything. But if you're lucky enough to catch Steve on a tour, and he's generally there, so you do get to meet him, you know, he'll tell you a story about anything. And me saying to you on a much smaller scale about the badges we've got, you know, it evokes memories. And Steve's got this kind of strange, freaky knowledge of everything anyway, because he was part of it. And then he'll point at something random at the back of a shelf and go, oh, yeah, I bought that in 1984 from such, you know, and he'll give you some amazing stories. So that's why it's important to go. It should be on every Star Wars fan's bucket list to visit Rancho at least once. I'm very lucky. I've been more than once, but and I want to go again already. So, but yeah, it's a must place visit for Star Wars fans. Yeah.
Right, which Star Wars character would you love to be West Point Jabbian manager?
Oh, I love that. Well, I'm happy with Darren Moore. I've got to say, I think he did a great job for us. So I'm thrilled, and I'm looking forward to the next season. Even though we got relegated, I'm looking forward to the next season already. But if I had to pick a Star Wars character to be my manager, probably Palpatine, because he could be managing both teams at once. But if he's the Albion manager, he'll make sure that we win somehow, like he did with the Empire and you know, the Separatists and the Republic. Yeah. So I would say Palpatine, because I just have a sneaky feeling that we'd win the league if he was the manager.
And the European Cup.
And the European Cup. Oh, yeah. Well, that'd be nice. I could do with winning that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think in a couple of years you'll be probably top team in world football with Palpatine.
In Galaxy. George. We're the best team in the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What is your favourite Star Wars celebration memory?
Well, I've got loads. I think the first one, the one in 2007 at the XL in London, that's going to take some topping. I was still running lightsaber then, so we had a stand and we had Gerald Holmes signing on our table, which was very cool. So there was a lot of, it was meeting people that I'd spoke to online. This sort of pre-Facebook and pre-Twitter, so it was all emails and message groups and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, meeting Dave Tree for the first time, meeting Paul Bateman for the first time. Meeting Sansweet for the first time, funny enough, and Bonnie Burton and all those guys, Pete Vilmer and all these cool people that I've kept in touch with ever since, and friends that I made at the show, you know, different people that you hook up with and such. So there's great memories there. But I think my first US one as well in 2012 in Florida, that was pretty special. You know, first celebration outside of the UK, and for me anyway. But yeah, it's meeting up with friends. You know, you know, seeing you at Farthest From and catching up with friends at different shows. I think it's always the social stuff. It's cool to go to the panel.
Yeah.
Hello. How much did you get out of that?
Do you want to start with a celebration again if you want?
Yeah, no problem. Celebration, loads of cool memories from Celebration. I think my favourite will always be the first one in 2007 because I met so many people that I'd been talking to online, you know, pre-internet, well, not pre-internet, but pre-social media. So meeting, you know, Dave Tree and Paul Bateman and people like that, and Bonnie Burton and all these great folks that I've kept in touch with ever since. You know, it's just been really, really interesting to do that. And it was a great thing for Lightsaber. We had Gerald Holm on the table, so that was fascinating for us. And, you know, my old home, Jedi News, it was their first big event, you know, so there was lots of UK things happening, and it was just amazing. Obviously, Hamill was over for his first UK convention, and that was wonderful. But the one in Florida as well in 2012 was special, being my first American celebration. Some cool stuff there. Doing the podcast stage, and for me personally, running the podcast stage at Celebration Europe, I oversaw that, you know, the scheduling of that, and that was a big thing for me. That was a bit of a thrill. So I'd love to do that again at some point. So, you know, lots of things, but it's generally, you know, meeting friends. It's bumping into mates that you talk to online and catching up and having a beer and all that, you know, that's the fun part of it.
All right. If Star Wars was a three-course meal, what would it be?
Well, I'm drinking a cup of tea at the moment, so I think a cup of tea would be in there because it's warm and welcoming and it makes me happy. I would start off, it's a good question, this. I would start off with the ultimate 70s starter. So I'd start off with a prawn cocktail. Because Star Wars is 70s. Whatever happens, however far forward or back it goes, Star Wars is 70s, then it always should be. So I'd start off with a prawn cocktail. Then my main meal, boring, but it works for me. It would be a big, juicy steak, nice chunky chips, rock salt, you know, bit of mushroom and tomato, the classic, you know, maybe bit of peppercorn sauce, you know, your classic steak dinner, peas, not salad. And then for dessert, I would go for Black Forest Gateau. And they're all my favourite dessert, main course and starter, because they make me happy.
Yeah.
And my go-to, like Star Wars, is my go-to. You know, if life gets a bit rough, I go to Star Wars. If I'm happy, it's generally, you know, something to do with either my wife or Star Wars, you know, or West Brom. But there's not been much of that this year. you know, and so I think as a three-course meal, you should ask everybody that, really good question. As a three-course meal, prawn cocktail, steak and Black Forest Gateau.
Well, that's really good. That's a really good answer. That is really. In that vein, what would be your favourite Star Wars takeaway?
You mean like Chinese takeaway or Indian takeaway?
Yeah.
It would be chicken jalfrezi. You're learning a lot about my diet here, Neil. Chicken jalfrezi. It's my favourite. It's probably my favourite curry. Even though saying that, I'm a bit of a wuss, so I do take the really hot chilies out because sometimes they get it just right. When the chili's infused into the sauce, but sometimes it doesn't. So you take a bite, you think it's like a green bean, but it's not. And that's the Luke, I am your father moment, really, isn't it? That's the shocker you never saw coming. So, yeah, that would be my takeaway: chicken jalfrezi, or as my wife calls it, chicken Alfraser, as she wants.
Yeah. Are there any questions you would like to ask me?
Yeah. What was your what? Well, first question about the podcast. Really, what made you want to do this podcast? What was the thing that made you think this is something I really want to do?
I've been listening to various podcasts through the years. Well, probably since probably the Disney deal, really.
Yeah.
You know, just all the major podcasts I really listen to just daily, really. And for the last year or so, I just thought I could have a go at this. You know, just, you know, I'm not going to lose anything out by it. And, you know, it'd be something fun to do and see what sort of response I get. You know, just that sort of thing, really. You know, just see what happens, you know, with it.
And have you been pleased with the response?
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah, I'm still learning, obviously, about, you know, other things and what to do on podcasts and length. I'm hopefully getting more length to my podcasts. I started off really just 2 or 3 minutes and that. And the last thing, couple of interviews I've done nearly up to an hour now. So
yeah,
hopefully in the future, I like to spread the show. Hopefully at least 45 minutes going on from what I used to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And of the new Star Wars films, you know, post-Disney, like you just mentioned, post-Disney, which ones have been your favourite so far?
I'm going to give...
don't your side recorded, but yeah. Let's do that one again. So of the post-Disney deal Star Wars films, which one has been your favourite?
I'd say probably Force Awakens, actually.
Yeah.
If you push me.
Yeah.
It's probably the one that came first, and everyone was waiting for it. And yeah, I saw it 5 times on the opening day. So,
oh wow,
you know, I got one ticket for it, I think, before it opened. And then for some reason, I kept on buying tickets for it, and I ended up going 5 times that day. So,
why not?
That was a really good day, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good day, yeah.
And all the rest of them have been really good as well. I mean, Rogue One and The Last Jedi, and hopefully Solo on Thursday as well.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. It's looking good. I've got a good feeling about that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, do you want to go on about Fanvertrax, about what's going on with Fanvertrax?
Yeah, sure. So Fantatrax, we're growing and building every day. So we've got the YouTube channel up now, Fantatrax TV. We've just launched the podcasts. So as we speak, last week it was Making Tracks, which was me and Dave Tree talking about Star Wars with a few guests. We had Gareth Edwards on, which was very cool. And this week it's Fanta Down Under, which is our Australian show. So it's Adam O'Brien doing his show, and he's got some cool guests. He's got Jedi Schwar on. He's got Keith Capel from Fantasy Flight Games. And Dave Senden, Jedi Jones. So some good guests there. And he's got some really cool stuff coming up on that.
Yeah.
And we've got more shows to launch. We've got Cannon Fodder, which is a literature show, launching soon. And Fantapoodoo, which is a collecting show. So we've got some other stuff coming. And there's a few things planned, more stuff for the YouTube and some cool stuff. So, yeah, so it's all coming together really well. But the hub of it all is fantatrax.com. So, tune in, go and check out fantatrax.com.
Yeah, well, I really enjoyed your first Making Tracks. That was really good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's good to hear. That's good news. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a really good interview. Part one of your interview with Gareth Edwards.
Yeah, well, that's it. We've got part two coming very soon. So that should be a good one. We had a good time with him. It was good fun. Yeah.
Was he like as a person?
Yeah. I'd met him before, and he's very laid back and sort of relaxed, and he's reasonably local to me. So that was kind of cool. But yeah, he was easy company and very conversational. So it just kind of felt like we were just sitting down with one of the guys having a chat about Star Wars, which, considering he directed a Star Wars film, was a bit not surprising, but was very cool. So, and I've interviewed the only other director I'd interviewed was Kirshner years ago, and was lucky enough to interview him. So it was nice to be able to interview another Star Wars director.
Yeah.
So hopefully there'll be more to come.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I've got for you. Really, really great talking to you again. I'm sorry that the app keeps on wanting to fight me and you.
That's not a problem. Not a problem. Anything I can do to help, mate, you know, just let me know. We'll share news, and, you know, when your shows go out, just send me an email, and, you know, we'll put it on Fantha and share it so people can hear about it, and just let me know and we'll, you know, we'll help however we can.
All right, thank you very much for that. Yeah.
All right.
Take care, Mark.
Thanks, Neil. All the best.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.